Multi-messenger characterization of MRK-501 during historically low X-ray and $-gamma-$ ray activity, by H. Abe et al. We study the broadband emission of the TV Blazar MRK-501 using multi-wavelength, MWL, observations from 2017 to 2020 performed with a multitude of instruments, involving, among others, MAGIC, Fermilat, Neustar, SWIFT, GASP-WEBT, and OVRO. During this period, MRK-501 showed an extremely low broadband activity, which may help to unravel its baseline emission. Despite the low activity, significant flux variations are detected at all wavebands, with the highest variations occurring at X-rays and VHE gamma rays. A significant correlation, greater than 3 sigma, between X-rays and VHE gamma rays is measured, supporting leptonic scenarios to explain the variable parts of the spectral energy distribution, SED, also during low activity states. Extending our data set to 12 years, from 2008 to 2020, we find significant correlations between X-rays and He gamma rays, indicating, for the first time, a common physical origin driving the variability between these two bands. We additionally find a correlation between He gamma rays and radio, with the radio emission lagging the He gamma ray emission by more than 100 days. This is consistent with the gamma ray emission zone being located upstream of the radio bright regions of the MRK-501 jet. Furthermore, MRK-501 showed a historically low activity in both X-rays and VHE gamma rays from mid-2017 to mid-2019 with a stable VHE flux, greater than 2 TeV, of 5. This was multi-messenger characterization of MRK-501 during historically low X-ray and $-gamma-$ ray activity, by H. Abe et al.